Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
And the winner of the 5th annual Scientists of the Future contest is Vlad Bosmer. So, Professor Bosmer, some people have been saying that your project in nuclear activity is the answer to Russian poverty. Has there been any major developments yet?
Well, nothing significant yet, but I am hopeful.
Tragedy is what occurred in Moscow National Laboratories today. All 15 scientists involved in the project are missing.
Police reports that no one could have survived the massive explosion.
It seems as though someone may have made it out of the explosion alive. Hail to a miracle, Bosmer.
Do you believe it? All that radiation, Bosmer, is that his name, comes out unscathed, absolutely unscathed? A little suspicious, if you ask me.
Professor Bosmer.
So, Professor Bosmer, so good to have you with us. What can you say about your survival? Your miraculous survival?
I will continue to work to find a cure for the weak disease myself.
Russia's esteemed Professor Bosmer has been missing since last Tuesday. An increase of missing persons in the Moscow area have been reported. And after he survives radiation, he just disappears, like wham. Professor Bosmer has been found, and you won't believe what's been found with him. Well, looks like Professor Bosmer won't be returning to science anytime soon.
I will return.
Soon anyways. In fact, I should already be dead.
We should play Never Have I Ever. It's simple. You just say something that you've never done, and anyone who has done loses a finger.
I'll remove the fingers.
Wendy, give me that. You know you are not supposed to have those things.
I know. You just put your fingers down like this. You go first, Maya.
Maya has never.
Never have I ever.
Never has Maya ever caught something on fire.
She does that all the time.
No, like this.
Never ever
the voices in my head.
Never ever
had been prolonged.
Never ever!
Well, never have I ever.
Never ever!
Thought my eyes were going wrong.
Never ever!
Look, if I don't wear these goggles, my eyeballs will fall out of my skull!
I would never, ever, ever torch the world. Ever.
Kids are nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble, I tell you.
Maya said nothing. Maya is doing nothing. Maya would never make fire, even if Walter said so.
I'm watching you.
Never have I ever burnt.
Never ever.
A monument to ash.
Never ever.
Frankenstein.
Never.
Now here he comes to do his time.
Never.
I can recall the news reports.
Never.
That aired in 1984.
Never.
He was arrested in his lab.
Never.
A Pandora's box so bleak and drab.
Never.
With mutant babies chopped to bits.
Never.
That had two heads and gnarled hips.
Never.
And cadavers decades old.
Never.
He tried to heat their bodies cold.
Never.
And bring their rigid bodies back to life.
Never.
Just to cut them with a knife.
Never.
And homeless beggars he would lure.
Never.
And feed them radiation pure.
Never.
Promising them something hot.
Never.
A cup of chocolate.
Ever.
Professor Borschmier has returned. I must warn my Daphne. Dr. Daphne. Dr. Daphne. Dr. Daphne.
Dr. Daphne. Dr. Daphne. Dr. Daphne. Dr. Daphne. Put you here to rot in hell.
In this crazy's dungeon foul.
Who should we blame for all our miseries?
Worse our mental disease.
Let's be choice.
She's dressed from head to toe in white and talks to us like we're inferior.
She will let Maya light fire.
Dr. Daphne, damn her!
Why no one believes me. Not a single person, not even you.
Boris, it is not that no one believes you. Rather, no one can find any record of your daughter. Birth record, medical, even a school record. How old did you say your daughter was when you last saw her?
A Oh, she was merely a child, only 12 years old.
How do you explain that your wife claims she never had a child?
She took my Heather, my sweet Heather, away from me. Just in one day they were gone, like poof, vanished.
Boris, I'm going to ask you a very important question. Not only do I need your honesty, but I need you to hear your own answer carefully. Tell me why you kidnapped Nancy Dreyfer.
Who's that? What did you say?
Boris, you did! Under hypnosis, you've admitted it! Okay. There were three, all within a month. At the county fair, you bought them cotton candy, tied them up, and left them under the carousel. You just wanted to show them a good time.
What are you talking about? I never said... Oh, Daphne, why must you believe this rubbish about me? It's me, your loving
cat. Stop it! Okay. Delusions. I believe you could be easily cured if you could only come to terms with your crimes.
Daphne!
Boris, I have pictures for you to see of the girls tied up. This may jog your memory.
No, don't make me. I know that everyone thinks that I am insane, but there are crazier people in this world than me or any of my colleagues here at the asylum. I must warn you of this new man. Horribly charming, smooth like silk. You listen to whatever he says, but don't touch him. He'll kill you. Literally. This Professor Borsmeer is an infamous scientist. He is known worldwide.
Boris, we can talk about whatever you want in here, but it's not appropriate for you to mention other patients.
Yes, I know there are procedures and rules and blah, blah, blah. But I have to protect you. He was in the news for months after the incident at his lab. Look him up on the internet. He is a dangerous man.
Boris, I'm going to ask you an important question again. Do not avoid answering it. What is your daughter's name?
Nancy.
Oh, Boris, Nancy is not your daughter's name.
No, whatever do you mean, no?
No. Nancy is not your daughter's name. And a few minutes ago, it was your sweet Heather who was your daughter. And last week, her name was Linda.
I have a bad memory. You cannot blame a father for forgetting his daughter's name every once in a while. Yes, Heather Linda Rufetska, my sweet, darling child.
You will never leave this place. You are lost in your own rotting mind, and I do not understand why you choose to stay there as it crumbles. Boris, listen to me for once and look at these pictures!
Why are you acting like such a brat? Nurse on duty, Dr. Daphne's office needs backup. Repeat, Dr. Daphne's office needs backup.
I thought you were going to stay composed for once.
Oh, please. You're the one who started raising your voice at me. Some nerve.
How can I be of service today?
He just needs a little rest. Take him back to his room. Also give him 30 milligrams of sedative.
Sure thing.
Daphne!
Dr. Daphne, are you all right?
Yes, Gary, I'm fine.
Oh, good. I like to hear that you're happy, Doctor. It makes me happy.
That's fine, Gary. Now, I have some paperwork to get to. You won't mind leaving me to that, will you?
Oh, no, not at all. Forgive me. Just standing here, chit-chatting on about... nothing. I like your company's all.
That's fine, Gary. Bye-bye. Finally, I get some rest.
Daphne!
I never get a break.
Daphne, I just saw your patient Boris leave, so I decided to come in. What are you doing now, being lazy? Look at me. Look at me! I need to have a word with you.
Did I do something wrong?
Daphne, it is an accident when one patient shows no signs of improvement, but none, absolutely none of your patients seem to be improving. If I knew any better, I'd say they were reverting.
I've been trying really hard to reach them, but some of these patients...
Oh, don't blame this on the patients, honey. The fault doesn't lie with them. It lies with you.
Me?
Yes, you. At least you can admit it. The first step towards improvement is acceptance. Now, I've pulled some strings with my higher-ups to keep you here, but they're wondering why I haven't fired you. Short, I need a reason to keep
I promise you, I can do this.
I know, Daphne. Trust me, I'm only being hard on you because I like you. So don't disappoint me.
Okay, I'll try harder.
You will. Not only does your future here depend on it, my entire reputation is on the line. Now, I sent you those files to read about Bojmir. You did read them, didn't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, you better do fine with this new patient then. Nurse!
Oh, Dr. Daphne, it is a pleasure meeting you.
As with you, Professor Bojmir.
Oh, Doctor, your eyes are beautiful.
Professor, that's highly unorthodox.
Oh, pardon me, I am unfamiliar with the proper protocol between a patient and his doctor. As you can see, my eyes, tainted have been, no longer function properly.
Oh, Professor,
Oh, no, I understand. The proper protocol is very important. Continue, Doctor.
Yes, Well, some of the most brilliant people have been blind, did you know? Claude Monet and Helen Keller, she was blind and deaf. And, of course, Ray Charles.
Doctor.
Yes?
I knew that, but I am not blind. You forget, I am a professor, perhaps just physics, but I am familiar with these people. You forget Lord John Milton, the English poet. This is the month, and this the happy morn. But in the Son of Heaven's eternal King, the wedded maid, in virgin mother born, our great redemption from above did bring, our great redemption.
I'm afraid I've only heard of him by name. You wrote Paradise Lost, right? That poem's about, well, Satan.
Yes, sometimes he's like a well-kept secret. Oh, perhaps I'm too bold in my opinions.
Oh, no, not at all. You've done nothing wrong yet.
Doctor.
Right. So I wanted to discuss your medical records, if that's okay with you.
There are some things you do not understand about me. Some time ago, I was involved in an accident of a sort. It was many years ago.
Can you tell me about your life back in Russia?
I was a scientist for Russian Academy. I had no mother, no father, no wife, no children. I was married to my work. We were researching nuclear energy.
Why, Professor?
The world would benefit from our discoveries. Poverty would no longer stop the household furnace from burning during winter or turning on the lamps.
That sounds wonderful.
Then the accident occurred.
Yes. A brutal nuclear explosion.
In 1984, its force threw us against the walls, and I can only remember an immense pressure in my bones. My muscles were useless, and all became black. I awoke in a hospital, a different person. My black hair turned white, my skin paled, and my eyes.
I'm sorry, we can stop talking about this if it makes you uncomfortable.
No, I'm fine. I trust you. Doctor, in the remaining years I had changed.
What do you mean?
The accident made me irradiated. Naturally, I wanted to deradiate. Irradiated. I could perhaps not succeed in bringing about universal energy, but if I could solve this.
But, Professor, the way you sought this was an abomination to humanity.
Yes, but please understand I conducted these gruesome experiments out of need. I see now it was merely dribblings of a madman.
Did you ever succeed?
I never finished. Once people caught wind of my research, I was submitted into asylums. My laboratory still stands in Russia, under the snow somewhere, but it's perhaps the best I never did finish.
Oh, that's very good of you, Professor.
Oh, please, do not call me by so-called a name. I insist you call me Bojmir.
Oh, Professor, I don't...
No, I insist. It is merely a title. We can remain professional.
Okay. Thank you, Bojmir. I feel very good about you.
And I you. Now, I trust you can help me, and we can have a very beneficial professional relationship.
Relationship?
And do not forget to look up John Milton, yes?
Why do you know this poetry?
It speaks to me, unlike others. It is a yearning soul attempting to find some resolution.
Resolution is healthy. Very healthy. You seem sad. Is something the matter?
The trees are just so beautiful. I had never really noticed. I wonder how I can face myself these days, since I dare call upon my past thoughts, my research, my beliefs, delusions of a madman. It's tearing me apart, Daphne!
Never give up! Just as you want to give up, there are other possibilities that may surface. Do this for me. Close your eyes. And imagine yourself fulfilling a goal. Any goal that is both immediate and fulfilling. What are you thinking? They could have killed me!
Sorry, my dear. A joke. Anyways, where were we? Oh, yes. I was using my mind as a portal into myself.
Right. Please. Close your eyes.
Doctor, I do not know. I think you ask too much of me too early. All that I have done in my life and in others, I am not an evil man, but I have done much.
Please. Place yourself in your mind's portal. Now that you're there in the dark, imagine a person affected by you. Imagine their body, their voice. Draw him up in your mind, clear as day.
It is him again, the man from my dreams. A ghost from my past who lives within me for eternity, I fear. I envision his skin melting, my experiments gone all wrong, his screams. A homeless man I lured with cash and a hot meal.
What would you say to this man if you could?
That by the time I met him, I was no scientist. The experiment was much too complex for one person, but I did not murder him. It was an unfortunate accident. I needed an assistant, for God's sake.
Would you apologize to him?
Yes, I often apologize to him when he comes to me in my dreams. I'm sorry because at the time I went about it all wrong. I'm sorry I never redid the experiment to find out why he died, but I believe I must go on.
This is a very good step towards recovery. Apologizing.
I am sorry for you as well.
Why?
You remind me of myself and working under some inferior superior. They all hold you back. All bosses are the same. It's like they must break your spirit in order to control your mind. Do you understand?
Yes, I think I know what you mean.
Well, I need to check up on the steering board for this meeting. How was it?
Oh, it went well. I feel as if I have a new mission in life.
Oh, really? That's odd. Well, this appointment is over. Dare I say next time will be even better. Pam, Rose, Sue, come pick up Bozemir. Take him to his room.
A new mission in life?
That went very well. It's about time. At last I'm breaking through. There's something more that I can do than just talk.
That went very well. I was getting bored. Now I found what I need to proceed. Helping in ways she'll never know. She's perfect, so soft and insecure. I'll proceed with my plan. Finally, experiment escape. Finally, just a few details and I'll be gone.
Finally learning to listen and get through. Oh, he can teach me things. He can help me. I'll get through to others.
What games we'll play.
Subject.
Finally.
Well, that was strange. Did you see Dr. Daphne's face? What's she got to be so happy about?
She just got out of therapy with a new patient. Working with the patients never makes her happy. Half the time she's in tears afterward.
Oh, I bet I know why she's smiling. It's because he's so handsome.
Rose, we've been over this. He's in an asylum.
It's Rose we're talking about. When has that ever mattered?
That's really funny.
Well, if that is why Dr. Daphne's smiling, nobody better tell Gary.
Oh, okay.
He's basically obsessed with her.
I think it's sweet. I wouldn't mind if someone like Gary liked me. He's a gentleman.
Well, Rose, like we were saying, you don't exactly have very discriminating taste.
Day after day, the gossip doesn't change. You ask, what's new? It's more of the same. Old news.
She's in her office or with a patient.
But I heard her voice. How could you...
A magician never reveals his illusions. Unfortunately, a scientist always does. That is why my colleagues are fools. But anyway, I digress.
Professor Bojmin, you can't go around scaring people like that.
I had no choice. I need a word with you.
Oh, why don't you just take a seat, Professor Bojmin? I wouldn't want to have to restrain you.
But you can't touch me, isn't it? All this radiation.
I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, well then, have a go at it. Ah, good, good, good. I need you in one piece anyway. Got it?
What do you mean? And how do you know my name?
You know mine, don't you?
Well, sure, but everyone's been talking about you.
Well, that is how I know about you. Everyone has such good things to say about you, Gary.
Everyone?
Well, everyone except Dr. Daphne. I can't remember her saying anything about you.
Oh.
Oh, but I shouldn't have told you that. Gary, you care about Dr. Daphne a great deal, don't you?
Well, I mean, I don't really think I should... She's a nice lady and all.
You came running to her aid awful quickly just now.
Well, that's my job.
There's no need to be ashamed.
I mean, wait a minute, Professor Bojmin. Let's not change the subject here.
Yes, Gary, let's. Do you not think I see how it is between you two?
What do you mean?
You obviously feel very strongly about her. And I would hate to say what we both already know. I wouldn't want to... beat a dead horse with a hammer, or whatever that delightful American saying is, but she hardly notices you.
I'm not sure that's any of your business, Professor Bojmir.
Honestly, Gary, have a little compassion. Lord knows this place doesn't allow me to have any business of my own. Can you blame me for taking an interest in the goings-on around here? What else have I to do?
I don't know, Professor Bojmir, but... I think it would be more useful for you if you took an interest in your own mental health.
Ah, Gary! You're smart. I like you. And I feel that Daphne could too if only she were enlightened about a few things.
Well, what do you mean? And what do you mean her having things to worry about? I can't have anyone threatening Dr. Daphne.
Threatening? Who's threatening? I only want to help. it all comes down to this. I am bored out of my mind, and in my infinite spare time, I devised a way for you and Dr. Daphne to find a way to each other. You're crazy if you don't take me up on this.
With all due respect, Professor Bojmir, you're the one in an insane asylum.
Ah, this is true, Gary, but you're in love. And when you really think about it, what's the difference?
I know what you want, what you crave, what you seek. She is unique. I know how to help. Sissy Dale, let you see her physique.
I want more than that. She should know, she should see all of me. I've got more pizzazz than she thinks, than she knows. So it goes.
Why just yet, I've just to think. A small trick, this lipstick. When she kisses this, you will get what you seek, a new Daphne.
This sounds far too good, but I need all this aid to get well. You sure this can work? You're so smart. Are you sure? Here's my cure.
Have I convinced you then?
I suppose you have, Professor Bojmir. Please, don't make me regret this.
Oh, of course not, Gary.
What do I have to do?
You have to take this lipstick, the one I altered, and substitute it for hers.
And that's all?
That's all, and she's yours.
But how did you...
Like I said, a magician never reveals his secrets.
One more thing, Professor Bojmir.
Yes, Gary.
You promise this won't hurt her?
Well, I promise, Gary. She won't be hurt.
Thank you for meeting with me today, Dr. Daphne. Doctor, I want to inquire about the progress you've made with Professor Bojmir.
Professor Bojmir seems receptive to therapy more so than the other patients. He is open about his past and seems to be working through the issues that brought him here.
He seems receptive to therapy. Do you know what I think? I think Professor Bojmir has you wrapped around his little pinky finger and is doing more of the actual therapy during the sessions than you are.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, you don't know what I mean?
No.
Their bothered souls. time is now, no time to whine and pout. Daphne, I gotta pay the bill, so fix them and get out.
Dr. Daphne, with this lipstick, I'll give you the courage to stand up to that woman. Dr. Daphne.
Gary?
Hey, I was wondering if maybe sometime, you know, when you're free, you had some free time, we could go to the hot dog cart and maybe... I'm so sorry. I didn't mean...
I'm sorry, Gary. Please.
This is exactly what I'm talking about with you and Professor Bojmir. That impudent patient has control over you, Dr. Daphne. You need to regain control. It is not appropriate for him not to know his place. You don't think I don't hear him seeding ideas about my place of power in this institution? He even feels like he can answer back to me. You need to fix this. Remember, place in this asylum is definitely not set in stone.
I promise you.
No buts. I don't want to hear it. Fix it.
All right, Maya. So today I'd like to try to better understand your tendencies toward pyromania. So, I thought we'd draw some pictures. Oh, wow, you've already done one. Great. So, who is this burning in those flames?
It's a certain psychiatrist.
Maya won't mention any names.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Wendy, your tendencies toward unprovoked aggression are alarming. It says here that you talk in your sleep. Have you had any interesting dreams lately?
Well, there's one I'd love to talk about, but I don't know if this is the place.
No, go on.
In my dream, you were using words like unprovoked aggression, and then I rearranged your face.
That's not enough.
Help you. I'm just trying to help you. Hate me.
I waiting for? Here is the end of me. This page is quiet and I hear them. Madness I can't put at ease. Captive to their insanities, I can't help them. Here is the end of me.
Notre femme est gentille. Oh, so she seems to forget me, can't shy, you're so sweet, no man alive. Stand a chance, qu'est-ce qu'elle est belle, c'est cela le problème. As a knock and he has a big deal, fated man, she takes on.
Start a fire.
What?
Yes, you heard me. Isn't that fantastic?
All right, Wendy. Let's talk about your dreams again, shall we?
I already told you.
Oh, yes. And then you rearranged my face. Tell me, what does that entail? Did you go for my eyes first or my nose? And what did I look like after?
Do you really want to know?
Thank you.
Definitely worked.
Really? Did it? That's fantastic! Tell me about it, my God! I'm as giddy as Maya!
Why you, darling?
Kind sir, I have always admired your suavity, but I'm not romantically inclined, if that's what you implied.
Do you really think I wanted to pursue you? You were merely a flower waiting to bloom. I wanted to watch you grow, and grow you have.
I don't understand.
I can tell you feel a change. It seems that you overcome the pain. I'm running the range of your thoughts. It is time to get the change of your mind. No.
Now, She'll be out for hours. Looks as though she won't be treating crazy people anymore. She'll be in here with them.
Hurry, Gary. We need to put her in a dark, womb-like environment.
What? Oh, gee, what would that
be? If only someone smart were here to help.
Ooh, like a closet.
Gary, you're so smart. Yes, let's put her in there.
You know, Daphne, I'd never do anything to hurt you. I'm really glad I got here in time to help you back there. I'm just sad to see the boss lose her mind.
Oh, Gary, you worry too much about her. Don't worry, she'll be perfectly fine. You are my knight in shining armor. You always have my best interests in mind.
Oh, geez, Dr. Daphne, you're so sweet. Sometimes, even when she attacks you, all you can think about is her safety.
And you always just want to help me.
Oh, well, I'm just doing my job, Doctor.
But it's more than that, isn't it? You truly are a good man, Gary.
I guess.
What's that?
Oh, these? Mm-hmm. Well, these are just the access codes to the entire clinic. I'd hate to think what would happen if they got into the wrong hands. With the wrong motives, someone could release all the patients in a second.
Really? Oh, Gary, it's no wonder they trust you with the access codes. You would never let harm befall this place. You'd never let harm befall me.
Oh, Doctor, I...
Oh, Gary, you just want what's best for me. I got it. It's all clear what direction I should steer. Gary is the key that starts this spring plot in motion. And if he had a stronger heart, he might stir me some emotion. But he's merely now a pawn to me, dispensable to save the queen. He's merely now a pawn to an omnipotent Dr. Down.
My best.
Your heart is beating awfully fast. Oh, you're such a darling. Now, weren't we going to go for hot dogs sometime?
Oh, yes, Dr. Daphne, of course.
Call me Daphne.
Daphne, how about tonight?
Maybe some other time. Bye, Gary.
Daphne, I love you.
Gary, your fly is down.
Dear Daphne, how sweet art thou voice. Daphne, my sweet honeybee. How could I ever live without you, Daphne? Finally with me, we can go and get hot dogs.
Okay. That'll do it. Thanks, Gary.
Humanitarians out there. B. Inflict blunt force trauma on his head with his Carl Jung bust.
Oh.
C. Shoot him in the stomach so that he dies slowly and painfully.
Oh.
But he'll live long enough to see the destruction of this place. So, what'll it be? Let's hear it for the knife. What about the Carl Jung bust? And how about the gun? All right, girls, what's our verdict?
The gun.
All right. His blood is on your hands now. Thanks, girls.
Oh, Gary. yes, other villains, trapped memories of murderous deeds, of faces and screams and blood on your hands, and feelings that you are now damned. My love, my one Daphne, take your leave now, escape this asylum, and take a long shower, be a good daughter.
You are never royal, father. You're just an inconvenience. Freedom! 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 Freedom!
Now Maya can watch the world burn from where she stands. She has waited so long. The flames that end it all will be in her heart.
Now I can find a way to die.
And at last I can do my own justice 50 men at a time.
Freedom!
And summer grains, that's all I'm craving to obtain. One to eat the cerebellum, or maybe the cerebrum. Yummy, Daphne, look at me now. We'll be having a count off, really. If you bow, I will bow. With the ring in my hand, and I will. On command. To you, Daphne, my one Daphne, I've gone Daffy for. Daphne, I'm your underliver, if you wish. We'll take the road trips through the open country. Hunting humans in their prime. Like two lovebirds, we'll fly away free. And the fans will snow, she smiles.
So,
What are we waiting for? Less singing and more eating! Brains, brains, and so many brains. Here's how many I have slain. If you'll spend forever with me, I'll make you some hippocampus tea!
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.